Welcome to the audio version of the Scrum at Scale Guide, brought to you by TeamFlow. To find out more about our Scrum at Scale training and coaching, visit www.teamflow.net. The Scrum at Scale Guide. The definitive guide to the Scrum at Scale framework. Version 2.0. March 2020. Preface to the Scrum at Scale Guide. Scrum, as originally outlined in the Scrum Guide, is designed for a single team to be able to work at its optimal capacity while maintaining a sustainable pace. Since its inception, the usage of Scrum has extended to the creation of products, processes, and services that require the efforts of multiple teams. In the field, it was repeatedly observed that as the number of Scrum teams within an organization grew, two major issues emerged: the volume, speed, and quality of their output, working product, per team began to fall, due to issues such as cross-team dependencies, duplication of work, and communication overhead. The original management structure was ineffective for achieving business agility. Issues arose like competing priorities and the inability to quickly shift teams around to respond to dynamic market conditions. To counteract these issues, a framework for effectively coordinating multiple Scrum teams was clearly needed, which would aim for the following: linear scalability, a corresponding percentage increase in delivery of working product with an increase in the number of teams; business agility, the ability to rapidly respond to change by adapting its initial stable configuration. Scrum at Scale helps an organization to focus multiple networks of Scrum teams on prioritized goals. It aims to achieve this by setting up a structure which naturally extends the way a single Scrum team functions across a network and whose managerial function exists within a minimum viable bureaucracy, MVB. A network can achieve linear scalability when its characteristics are independent of its size. Designing and coordinating a network of teams with its goals does not constrain growth in a particular way. Instead, it allows for the network to grow organically, based on its unique needs, and at a sustainable pace of change that can be better accepted by the individuals involved. A minimum viable bureaucracy is defined as having the least amount of governing bodies and processes needed to carry out the functions of an organization without impeding the delivery of customer value. It helps to achieve business agility by reducing decision latency, time to make a decision, which has been noted as a primary driver of success. In order to begin implementing Scrum at Scale, it is essential to be familiar with the Agile Manifesto and the Scrum Guide. A failure to understand the nature of agility will prevent it from being achieved. If an organization cannot scrum, it cannot scale. Purpose of the Scrum at Scale Guide. This guide provides the definition of Scrum at Scale and the components of its framework. It explains the scaled roles, scaled events, and enterprise artifacts, as well as the rules that bind them together. This guide is broken down into four basic sections: an introduction to Scrum at Scale with the basics for getting started, an overview of the Scrum Master Cycle, an overview of the Product Owner Cycle, a walkthrough of bringing the cycles together. Each component serves a specific purpose which is required for success at scale. Changing their core design or ideas, omitting them, or not following the base rules laid out in this guide limits the benefits of Scrum at Scale. Specific tactics beyond the basic structure and rules for implementing each component vary and are not described in this guide. Other sources provide complementary patterns, processes, and insights. Definitions. Scrum. A framework within which people can address complex, adaptive problems while productively and creatively delivering viable products of the highest possible value. The Scrum Guide describes the minimal set of components that creates a team environment that drives innovation, customer satisfaction, performance, and happiness. Scrum utilizes radical transparency and a series of formal events to provide opportunities to inspect and adapt a team and its products. Scrum at Scale. A framework in which a network of teams operating consistently with the Scrum Guide can address complex adaptive problems while creatively delivering products of the highest possible value. These products may be physical, digital, complex integrated systems, processes, services, etc. The Scrum at Scale Guide describes the minimal set of components to scale Scrum by using Scrum and its resulting business agility across an entire organization. It can be used in all types of organizations within industry, government, nonprofits, or academia. If an organization does not already use Scrum, it will require changes to its operating system. In Scrum, care is taken to separate accountability of the what, product, from the how, process. The same care is taken in Scrum at Scale, so that jurisdiction and accountability are expressly understood. This eliminates wasteful organizational conflict that keeps teams from achieving their optimal productivity. Because Scrum at Scale consists of components, it allows an organization to customize their transformation strategy and implementation. It gives an organization the ability to target incrementally prioritized change efforts in the areas deemed most valuable or most in need of adaptation, and then progress onto others. Scrum at Scale separates these components in two cycles, the Scrum Master Cycle, the how, and the Product Owner Cycle, the what, intersecting at two components and sharing a third. Taken as a whole, these cycles produce a powerful support structure for coordinating the efforts of multiple teams along a single path. The components of Scrum at Scale. Values-driven culture. Scrum at Scale aims to build a healthy organizational culture through the pillars of empirical process control and the Scrum values. The pillars of empirical process control are transparency, inspection, and adaptation. These pillars are actualized by the Scrum values of openness, courage, focus, respect, and commitment. Openness supports transparency into all of the work and processes, and without it, there is no ability to inspect them honestly and attempt to adapt them for the better. Courage refers to taking the bold leaps required to deliver value quicker in innovative ways. Focus and commitment refer to the way we handle our work obligations, putting customer value delivery as the highest priority. Lastly, all of this must occur in an environment based on respect for the individuals doing the work, without whom nothing can be created. Scrum at Scale helps organizations thrive by supporting a positive team learning environment for working at a sustainable pace, while putting customer value at the forefront. Getting started, installing an agile operating system. While implementing networks of teams, it is critical to develop a scalable reference model prior to scaling. The reference model is a small set of teams that coordinates to deliver every sprint. As these teams successfully implement Scrum, the rest of the organization has a functioning, healthy example of Scrum to replicate. It serves as a prototype for scaling Scrum across the next network of teams. Any deficiencies in a Scrum implementation will be magnified when multiple teams are deployed. Scaling problems include organizational policies and procedures or development practices that block performance and frustrate teams. In a scaled setting, the reference model is best enabled by grouping teams together that need to coordinate in order to deliver a fully integrated set of increments into a Scrum of Scrums, SOS. To operate effectively, the Scrum of Scrums needs to be supported by a minimum viable bureaucracy composed of two leadership groups, an executive meta-scrum, EMS, forum, focused on what is produced by the Scrum of Scrums, and an executive action team, EAT, on how they get it done faster. The executive meta-scrum and executive action team components are the hubs around which each cycle revolves. Scaling the teams. The Scrum of Scrums, SOS. In Scrum, the ideal state for a Scrum team is to be an independent path to production. As such, it needs members who have all the skills necessary to go from ideation to implementation. The Scrum of Scrums is a larger team of multiple teams that replicates this ideal at scale. Each team within the Scrum of Scrums must satisfy the team process component. The team process. The team process is Scrum as prescribed by the Scrum Guide. Since every Scrum team has a product owner and a Scrum Master, it constitutes the first intersection between the product owner and Scrum Master cycles. The goals of the team process are to maximize the flow of completed and quality-tested work, increase performance of the team over time, operate in a way that is sustainable and enriching for the team, accelerate the customer feedback loop. The Scrum of Scrums, SOS. A Scrum of Scrums operates as if it were a Scrum team, satisfying the team process component with scaled versions of the Scrum roles, events, and artifacts. While the Scrum Guide defines the optimal team size as being 3 to 9 people, Harvard research has determined that optimal team size is 4.6 people on average. Therefore, the optimal number of teams in a Scrum of Scrums is 4 or 5. As a dynamic group, the teams composing the Scrum of Scrums are responsible for a fully integrated set of potentially shippable increments of product at the end of every sprint. Optimally, they carry out all of the functions required to release value directly to customers. Scaling in larger organizations. Depending upon the size of an implementation, more than one Scrum of Scrums may be needed to deliver a very complex product. In such cases, a Scrum of Scrum of Scrums, SOSOS, can be created out of multiple Scrums of Scrums. Each of these will have scaled versions of each Scrum of Scrums roles, artifacts, and events. Scaling the Scrum of Scrums reduces the number of communication pathways within the organization so that complexity of communication overhead is limited. The SOSOS interfaces with a Scrum of Scrums in the exact same manner that a Scrum of Scrums interfaces with a single Scrum team, which allows for linear scalability. Scaling the events and roles. If a Scrum of Scrums, SOS, operates as a Scrum team, then it needs to scale the Scrum events and the team's corresponding roles. To coordinate the how in every sprint, An SOS will need to hold scaled versions of the daily Scrum and Sprint retrospective. To coordinate the what in every sprint, an SOS will need to hold scaled versions of sprint planning and a sprint preview. As an ongoing practice, backlog refinement will also need to be done at scale. The scaled versions of the daily Scrum and retrospective are facilitated by a Scrum Master for the group called the Scrum of Scrums Master, SOSM. The scaled versions of the sprint review and backlog refinement are facilitated by a product owner team guided by a chief product owner, CPO. The scaled version of sprint planning is held with the product owner team and the Scrum Masters. The product owner team gains insight into what will be delivered in the current sprint, and the Scrum Masters gain insight into capacity and technical capabilities. The roles of Scrum of Scrums Master and Chief Product Owner scale into the leadership groups, which will then drive their corresponding cycles, satisfying the components of Scrum at Scale. Event: the Scaled Daily Scrum, SDS. The main talking points of a daily Scrum are the progress of items in the sprint backlog and impediments of getting them done. In a scaled setting, the Scrum of Scrums needs to understand collective progress and be responsive to impediments raised by participating teams. Therefore, at least one representative from each team attends a scaled daily Scrum, SDS. Any person or number of people from participating teams may attend as needed. To optimize collaboration and performance, the scaled daily Scrum event mirrors the daily Scrum in that it is time-boxed to 15 minutes or less, must be attended by a representative of each team, including the product owner team, is a forum to discuss how teams can work together more effectively, what has been done, what will be done, what is going wrong and why, and what the group is going to do about it. Some examples of questions to be answered. What impediments does a team have that will prevent them from accomplishing their sprint goal or that will impact the upcoming release? Is a team doing anything that will prevent another team from accomplishing their sprint goal or that will impact their upcoming release? Have any new dependencies between the teams or a way to resolve an existing dependency been discovered? Event: the Scaled Retrospective. Every sprint, the Scrum of Scrums holds a scaled version of the sprint retrospective where the Scrum Masters of each team get together and discuss what experiments have been done to drive continuous improvement and their results. Additionally, they should discuss the next round of experiments and how successful improvements can be leveraged across the group of teams or beyond. The Scrum Master Cycle, coordinating the how. Role: the Scrum of Scrums Master, SOSM. The Scrum Master of the Scrum of Scrums is called the Scrum of Scrums Master, SOSM. The Scrum of Scrums Master is responsible for facilitating the scaled daily Scrum and any other scaled events. The Scrum of Scrums Master may be one of the team's Scrum Masters or a person specifically dedicated to this role. They are accountable for the release of the joint team's efforts and continuously improving the delivery capability of the Scrum of Scrums. This includes greater team throughput, lower cost, and higher quality. In order to achieve these goals, they must work closely with the chief product owner to deliver a potentially reasonable product increment at least every sprint, Coordinate the team's delivery with the product owner's team's release plans. Make impediments, process improvements, and progress visible to the organization. Facilitate the prioritization and removal of impediments, paying particular attention to cross-team dependencies. The Scrum of Scrums Master serves the organization by understanding cross-team dependencies, including those outside of the Scrum of Scrums, and enabling cross-team coordination and communication. They are accountable for keeping the chief product owner, stakeholders, and larger organization informed by radiating information about the product development process, impediments, removal status, and other metrics. The Scrum of Scrums Master leads by example, mentoring others to increase the penetration of Scrum throughout the organization. In the case where multiple Scrum of Scrums are grouped into a Scrum of Scrum of Scrums, then a Scrum of Scrum of Scrums Master, SOSOSM, is needed to coordinate from that wider perspective. The hub of the SM cycle, the Executive Action Team, EAT. The Executive Action Team, EAT, fulfills the Scrum Master role for an entire agile organization. This leadership team creates an agile ecosystem that allows the reference model to function optimally by implementing the Scrum values, assuring that Scrum roles are created and supported, Scrum events are held and attended, Scrum artifacts are generated and updated every sprint, formulating guidelines and procedures that acts as a translation layer between the reference model and any part of the organization that is not agile. The Executive Action Team is the final stop for impediments that cannot be removed by members of the Scrum of Scrums or wider network. Therefore, it must be comprised of individuals who are empowered politically and financially to remove them. The function of the Executive Action Team is to coordinate multiple Scrum of Scrums or wider networks and to interface with any non-agile parts of the organization. As with any Scrum team, it needs a product owner, a Scrum Master, and a transparent backlog. EAT, Backlog and Responsibilities. The Executive Action Team, EAT, creates a backlog for the transformation of the organization, which is a prioritized list of the agile initiatives that need to be accomplished and the ongoing improvement of the performance of the agile organization. From this, they create a sprint backlog that also includes impediments that need to be removed and process improvements that need to be standardized. The function of the Executive Action Team is to see that this backlog is carried out. They may do this themselves or empower another group to do it. The Executive Action Team ensures that a product owner organization is created and funded, and also that this organization is represented on the Executive Action Team to support their efforts. The Executive Action Team's responsibilities include, but are not limited to, creating an agile operation system for the reference model as it scales through an organization, including corporate organizational rules, procedures, and guidelines to enable agility. Measuring and improving the quality of Scrum in an organization. Building capability within an organization for business agility. Creating a center for continuous learning for Scrum professionals. Supporting the exploration of new ways of working. As the Executive Action Team is accountable for the quality of Scrum within the organization, the entire Scrum Master organization reports to them. The Scrum Master organization, Scrum Masters, Scrum of Scrum Masters, and the Executive Action Team work as a whole to implement the Scrum Master Cycle components. These unique components are continuous improvement and impediment removal, cross-team coordination, delivery. Continuous improvement and impediment removal. Ideally, impediments should be removed as quickly as possible. This is critical to avoid scaling the impediments themselves, and because unresolved impediments may slow productivity. Therefore, the goals of continuous improvement and impediment removal are to identify impediments and reframe them as opportunities to improve. Ensure transparency and visibility in the organization to effect change. Maintain an effective environment from prioritizing and removing impediments. Verify that improvements have positively impacted team and/or product metrics. Cross-team coordination. When multiple teams are needed for the creation of a shared product, streamlined collaboration is required for success. Therefore, the goals of cross-team coordination are to sync up similar processes across multiple related teams, mitigate cross-team dependencies to ensure they do not become impediments, maintain alignment of team norms and guidelines for consistent output. Delivery. Since the goal of the Scrum of Scrums is to function as a single unit and release together, how the product is derived falls under their scope as a group. The product owner team determines both the content of the release and the optimal time to deliver the increment to customers. Therefore, the goal of delivery for the Scrum of Scrums are to deliver a consistent flow of valuable finished product to customers. Integrate the work of different teams into one seamless product. Ensure a high-quality customer experience. The product owner cycle. Coordinating the what. Scaling the product owner. The product owner team. For each Scrum of Scrums, there is a shared common backlog that feeds the network of teams. It requires a product owner team, PO team, including a chief product owner who is the final authority on the ordering of it. The PO team's main focus is ensuring that the individual team's priorities follow along a single path. This allows them to coordinate their individual team's backlogs and build alignment with stakeholders and customer needs. Each team's product owner is accountable for the composition and prioritization of their team's sprint backlog and may pull items from the common backlog or generate independent backlog items at their discretion as needed to meet business objectives. The main functions of the product owner team are to communicate the overarching vision for the product and make it visible to everyone in the organization. Build alignment with key stakeholders to secure support for backlog implementation. Generate a single, prioritized backlog, ensuring that duplication of work is avoided. Work with the Scrum of Scrum's master to create a minimally uniform definition of done that applies to all teams. Eliminate dependencies raised by the teams. Generate a coordinated roadmap and release plan. Monitor metrics that give insight into the product and the market. Role: the Chief Product Owner, CPO. The chief product owner coordinates priorities with the product owner team. Together, they align backlog priorities with stakeholder and customer needs. The CPO may be an individual team product owner who plays this role as well, or they may be a person specifically dedicated to it. Their main priorities are the same as a regular product owner's, but at scale, setting a strategic vision for the whole product, creating a single, prioritized backlog to be delivered by all of the teams, decide which metrics the product owner team will monitor, assess customer product feedback and adjust the common backlog accordingly, facilitate the Meta Scrum event. See below. The chief product owner is accountable along with their associated Scrum of Scrums masters for the efficient delivery of product increments according to the release plan. Scaling the product owner team. Having product owner teams enables a network design of product owners, which scales along with their associated Scrum of Scrums. There is no specific term associated with these expanded units, nor do the chief product owners of them have specific expanded titles. Each organization is encouraged to develop their own. The hub of the PO cycle, the Executive Meta Scrum, EMS. To fulfill the product owner's role for the entire agile organization, the chief product owners meet with executives and key stakeholders at an Executive Meta Scrum event. This event is derived from the Meta Scrum pattern. It is the forum for leadership and other stakeholders to express their preferences to the PO team, negotiate priorities, alter budgets, or realign teams to maximize the delivery of value. At no other time during the sprint should these decisions be made. At the Executive Meta Scrum, a dynamic group of leaders sets the organizational vision and the strategic priorities, aligning all of the teams around common goals. In order to be effective, the chief product owner facilitates and each team's product owner or proxy must attend. This event occurs as often as needed, at least once per sprint, to ensure an aligned backlog within the Scrum of Scrums. Optimally, this group of leaders operates as a Scrum team. In the case of larger implementations where there are multiple Scrum of Scrums, there may be multiple Meta Scrums, which have their strategic backlog created and prioritized at an Executive Meta Scrum. Coordinating the what? The product owner cycle. The product owner organization, the product owners, the chief product owners, and the Executive Meta Scrum work as a whole to satisfy the unique components of the product owner cycle: strategic vision, backlog prioritization, backlog decomposition and refinement, release planning. Strategic vision. A compelling vision attracts both customers and great employees. Therefore, formulate a strategic vision to be communicated both externally and internally, with the goals of clearly aligning the entire organization along a shared path forward, compellingly articulating why the organization and its products exist, describing what the organization will do to leverage key assets in support of it, being able to respond to rapidly changing market conditions. Backlog prioritization. Competition between priorities creates waste and slows organizations down because it pulls teams in opposing directions. Proper backlog prioritization is essential for teams to work in a coordinated manner to optimize value delivery. The goals of backlog prioritization are to identify a clear ordering for products, capabilities, and services to be delivered, reflect value creation, risk mitigation, and internal dependencies in ordering of the backlog. Prioritize the high-level initiatives across the entire Agile organization prior to backlog decomposition and refinement. Backlog decomposition and refinement. A chief product owner's backlog contains items which are larger in scope than an individual team's backlog. To pull prioritized items into individual teams, they may need to be broken down and understood better. The goals of backlog decomposition and refinement are to identify the complex products and projects which will make the vision a reality. Break those complex products and projects into independent elements. Ensure all backlog items can be refined further by the teams into items they can complete in one sprint. Release planning. Release planning may encompass one or many releases of the product to a customer. It is a longer-term planning horizon than a single sprint. The goals of release planning are to forecast the delivery timeline of key product increments and capabilities. Communicate delivery expectations to stakeholders. Communicate the financial impact of the delivery schedule. Connecting the product owner and Scrum Master cycles. The cycles first intersect at the team process component. From that point, the accountability for the what and how separate until done product gets delivered. The cycles connect again within the feedback component, where customer response to the product is interpreted. This requires metrics in order to make empirical decisions about adapting for the next delivery cycle. The product owner and Scrum Master organizations work together to fulfill the requirements of these components. Product feedback and release feedback. Product feedback is interpreted by the product owner organization to derive continuous improvement of the product through updating the product backlogs. Release feedback is interpreted by the Scrum Master organization to drive continuous improvement of the delivery mechanisms. The goals of obtaining and analyzing feedback are to validate assumptions, understand how customers use and interact with the product, capture new ideas and emerging requirements for new functionality. Metrics and transparency. Metrics may be unique to both specific organizations as well as to specific functions within those organizations. Scrum at Scale does not require any specific set of metrics, but it does suggest that at a bare minimum, the organization should measure productivity, example, change in amount of working product delivered per sprint, value delivery, example, business value per unit of team effort, quality, example, defect rate or service downtime, sustainability, example, team happiness. Radical transparency is essential for Scrum to function optimally, giving the organization the ability to honestly assess its progress and to inspect and adapt its products and processes. The goal of having metrics and transparency are to provide the appropriate context with which to make data-driven decisions, reduce decision latency, streamline the work required by teams, stakeholders, or leadership. Some notes on organizational design. The goal of organizational design with Scrum at Scale is to allow it to be component-based, just like the framework itself. This permits for rebalancing or refactoring of teams in response to the market. A final note on the representation of the executive action team and the executive meta scrum. They are usually known as overlapping since some members sit on both of the teams. In every small organization or implementations, the executive action team and the executive meta scrum may consist entirely of the same team members. End note. Scrum at Scale is designed to scale productivity, to get an entire organization delivering twice the value at half the cost. Implementing a streamlined workflow at a sustainable pace with better decision-making improves the work environment, increases business agility, and generates higher returns to all stakeholders. Scrum at Scale is designed to saturate an organization with Scrum. Well-implemented Scrum can run an entire organization with Scrum at Scale as the operating system. Acknowledgements. History. Dr. Jeff Sutherland developed Scrum at Scale based on the fundamental principles behind Scrum, complex adaptive systems theory, game theory, and his work in biology. This guide was developed with the input of many experienced Scrum practitioners based on the results of their field work. People and organizations. We acknowledge IDX for the creation of the Scrum of Scrums, which first allowed Scrum to scale to hundreds of teams. Patient Keeper for the creation of the Meta Scrum, which enabled rapid deployment of innovative product, and OpenView Venture Partners for scaling Scrum to the entire organization. We value input from Intel, who taught us nothing scales except a scale-free architecture, and SAP, with the largest Scrum team product organization, who taught us management involvement in the Meta Scrum is essential to get more than 2,000 Scrum teams working together. The Agile coaches and trainers implementing these concepts at Amazon, GE, 3M, Toyota, Spotify, Maersk, Comcast, AT&T, and many other companies have been helpful in testing these concepts across a wide range of businesses across different domains. Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Scrum at Scale guide. If you need help in your Agile transformation or want to get certified in Scrum at Scale, please visit us at teamflow.net. Copyright 2006-2020. Jeff Sutherland and Scrum Incorporated. All rights reserved. Scrum at Scale is a registered trademark of Scrum Incorporated. This guide, as well as this audio version, is released under the Creative Commons 4.0 Attribution ShareAlike license.